Meseches Erevin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, until Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vov. The few Mishnahis now are discussing two different courtyards which are next to each other, and they have something which is joining them, or something which is separating them. And the question arises whether we consider them to be two totally separate courtyards, such that they cannot make an Erev Chatzeres together, and they'll never be able to carry from one courtyard to the other one. Rather, they'll just make an Erev Chatzeres separately, and carry within their own courtyards. Or whether they are considered to be one courtyard totally, such that they need to make one Erev Chatzeres together, and if a member of one of the courtyards is not part of it, that will forbid everybody in both courtyards from carrying, because really they're considered like one big courtyard. Or whether it's sort of in the middle, meaning that it's considered two courtyards, but they also have the option of making one Erev Chatzeres together, because they are two courtyards which are very much joined together. So we've already discussed a window in between two courtyards, we've discussed a wall, and the next one on the list is Choritz, a ditch. Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, which is in between two courtyards, and it runs along the entire width of the courtyard. If it doesn't run across the entire width, so if there's an area on the side of the ditch, which is at least 4 tefachim wide, so then you can already just go around the ditch into the next courtyard. So the ditch is not considered something which separates the two courtyards. So we're discussing a ditch which literally goes across the entire courtyard, or at least very much most of the width of the courtyard. And this ditch is at least Omek Asara, 10 tefachim deep, V'rochav Arba'ah, and at least 4 tefachim wide. If it was less than 4 tefachim wide, you could just step over the ditch. So it's got to be at least 4 tefachim wide so that it does separate the two courtyards. So in such a situation, Ma'arvin Shnayim, they would need to make two separate Erevei Chatzeres. The Ein Ma'arvin Echad, and they would not have the option of making one joint Erevei Chatzeres, since they are considered two totally separate courtyards. Afurim Ole Kash Eteven, even if it's full of hay or straw, soft things like that, which are often anyway used for animal food, there's still a ditch over here, and you also don't plan on leaving the straw and hay there forever. You're going to give it to your animals to eat, so the ditch is still considered a real ditch which separates the two courtyards. However, Mole Ofer Tzereres, if the ditch is full of earth or stones, then Ma'arvin Echad, then you need to make one area of joint together, because then it's definitely considered only one courtyard. The Ma'arvin Shnayim, you don't even have the option of making two separate area of Echatzeres, since it's assumed that you intend to keep the earth or the stones there, filling in the ditch. So we view it as if there's not really a ditch over here anymore. So now this is considered like one large courtyard, which requires one Erevei Chatzeres.